Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto. And so it was forewritten by the Elvish elders in the first Golden Age that an epic quest would be undertaken to search for the Sword of Asnagar. And the Elven Lord Vidar did undertake it, for he had found the Chosen One, Amos, and his companion, Sam. And though Amos was a dog and Sam was a pain, the merry band of questers did not take it to heart, nor were they overtaken by it, for they had undertook what they had taken, and once taken, it could not be untook.
Where are we going? To consult the Oracle of Fenrog. She will tell us if we are to be successful in our quest.
Oh, the storm's getting worse.
I wish I'd brought my wellies.
Come, I will sing a song to raise our spirits.
Oh.
On and on the questers go, Vidar, Dean, Penthesilea. Gladly also came there Sam and the Chosen One.
That's me.
With a hey and a ring and a tilly-tally too.
I've got a question. How long is this going to go on for?
Do you mean the quest?
Yes.
Oh, I thought for a moment you meant my song.
That was my second question.
Right. Well, it's difficult to say. The last one took 3 elven moonspans.
Oh, right.
That's about 1,000 years in human terms.
What?
How much is that in dog years?
I can't stay here for 1,000 years. I haven't cancelled the milk.
Well, maybe this is one of those things where no matter how long we spend here, when we get back, no time at all has elapsed, and everything is exactly as it was when we left, and we're like, we've been gone for 1,000 years. And everyone's like, no, you haven't.
Ah, of course. Is that what happens?
No.
There's a quicker way to reach the Sword of Asnagar.
The Oracle will tell all. Behold, the gateway to the innermost sanctum of the Oracle of Fenrog. To enter, we must answer the riddle of unknowing, the ancient puzzle that has kept the Oracle hidden for thousands of years.
Vidar.
Only he who is pure of heart and firm of purpose can answer
Vidar.
The riddle and find what is
Vidar.
In it. What?
It's open.
Enter. The Oracle of Fenrog welcomes the Elven Lord Vidar and his band of noble questers.
How did she know it was us?
She knows everything that will happen.
Mind your head.
Ow!
Told you.
The Oracle is blessed with the gift of foresight.
It is a curse, not a gift.
Really? I'd love to see the future.
Would you? Would you really love to see it? All of it? All the pain and suffering, all the hopes dashed, the bitter disappointment of lives left unfulfilled.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the lottery numbers.
In answer to the question that you are about to ask, Lord Vidar, your quest will take you near and far. But be strong of mind, for at its end ye will find the Sword of Asnagar.
Right. So,
your quest will be successful.
Great!
And you will live a long and happy life, do great deeds, and be blessed with 7 strong sons.
Oh, gosh.
How lovely.
For him, maybe.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just, you know, 7 kids. That's quite tough on the woman.
I don't see why. I could easily pick 7 children from the baby tree.
Ah, right. You see, that's not actually how you get...
I myself am the youngest of 13.
Oh, and how did your mother find that?
I've no idea. She's dead.
Yeah. Thought she might be.
And as for the length of your quest, it will not take 1,000 years to find the Sword of Asnagar. You will find it soon enough if you take the shorter route. But beware, for to go that way you must pass through the most terrible, the most unholy place in all creation, the Swamp of Supreme Contentment.
No. Not the Swamp of Supreme Contentment.
Hang on a minute, that doesn't sound bad at all.
Sounds quite nice.
Let's go that way.
Right, well, that's sorted then. So, how long are we talking about? A few days? A week?
Something like that.
Then I can go back home, back to my world.
Not exactly.
What do you mean? Why not?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, come on! If we're going to find the sword, why can't I go home?
Because by then you will be... dead!
Well, that is bloody typical.
Creech, what news of my goblin army of the West?
We have received no word for 3 days, Lord.
And have my mind wraiths managed to entangle the souls of any captured elven warriors?
Ah, well, according to my figures, we have a 68% soul entanglement rate.
Yeah, excellent. Yes. And what of Vidar and the questers? Are they any nearer finding the Sword of Asnagar?
No, Lord. They've gone to see the Oracle of Fenrog.
Yeah. Oh, well done, Creech. That's very good, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, Lord. Your praise is sweeter to me than even the juice of the tastiest cockroach.
That's nice.
It's like you're the fattest cockroach in the world.
You're right.
And I'm squeezing you ever so gently, and your juice is oozing out.
Yes, I get the picture. Now, look, I've got to go away for a while.
No, Lord.
No, I won't be gone long. I just have to regenerate.
Lord?
Yeah, it's an evil sorcerer thing. You know, every once in a while, we have to regenerate our bodies so that the essence of pure evil that is our being can continue to exist in some physical form.
Oh, some sort of a makeover-type arrangement, then.
Yeah, pretty much that, yeah. Now, look, I'm leaving you in charge while I'm away.
Oh, Lord, I am beside myself with excitement. It's like I can feel your juice dribbling down my chin.
All right, thank you. Now, look, while I'm away, I want you to do something about this place. Right? I want a complete spring clean.
Yes, Lord, I won't let you down.
Good. Oh, one more thing. Don't let the imps out of their cages. Oh, and whatever you do, do not speak to the night demon.
Okay.
That's the thing in the red box.
Yes.
Right? There's more powerful magic in there than you can possibly imagine.
So Sam's going to die?
Don't blame me. I just say what I see. I told you it was a curse. Well, thanks for coming. There's a collection box on the way out if you want to make a copy.
Hold on a minute. Just a minute. How does it happen?
Where Morgoth's peaks by moon are lit, and you in Greenfield quietly sit, the fruitless tree will come to you and end your life with bloody knife.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
It seems your sands have run out.
I can't believe it.
You are already as the dead.
But...
Deady.
Wait a minute. The Oracle saw a death for me. Yeah, but a death in a green field in the mountains of Morgoth. All I have to do is steer clear of a field in the mountains of Morgoth and fruitless trees, and I'll be fine.
Maybe. Anyway, we should press on to the Swamp of Supreme Contentment. Can I suggest that we head across the Great Grassy Plain? There is an orchard in the shadow of the mountains where we can make camp.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'll stop you there. Are you out of your mind?
What?
A grassy plain by a harvested wood in the shadow of the mountains? Hello? Remind you of anything?
Oh, the prophecy.
Yeah, there you go.
Way to the swamp. We must complete our quest.
We'll just have to find another route.
You cannot avoid fate, human. Your death is written at the moment of your birth.
The Oracle is right. The future is one with the past.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, the time to come is the same as what's happening before with the... I don't know.
There must be somewhere I can go to be safe.
I'm afraid not, Sam.
You can't hide from fate's fickle finger.
Unless you went to the womb, of course.
The what?
The womb of eternal safety. I think that's quite safe.
Seriously?
Of course, sir. I've heard tell of it. Anyone who goes inside is protected from all dangers.
I'll go there, then.
Well, it seems this is goodbye, human.
Yes. Well, it's been a pleasure.
But you've got to come, Sam. We always go everywhere together.
Yeah, bye, Amos.
So, goodbye.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, bye. Yeah, I was... Look, I was wondering...
What?
Well, I thought maybe we could exchange numbers, but then that's...
No, I'd be honoured to exchange a number with you, Sam.
No, but it's...
Seven.
Four.
There. That's one room done. Well done, Crete. Let's see, that's taken 5 hours. Right, there are 499 more rooms to do. I think I'm going to need some help. I think this is the right room. All right, quiet, be quiet. Now, no one is letting anyone out while anyone is making any noise.
Yes, no, just.
Okay, now, that's better. Now, I might consider letting you...
Quiet.
But only on two conditions. One, you have to help me clean the master's castle. And two, as soon as we're finished, you have to get straight back in your cages with no arguments. Is that clear?
Yes!
Okay then, yes.
Why do you listen to them, Creech? You know they will betray you.
Who's that?
It matters not.
I know you. You're the Night Demon.
I might be.
I'm not even supposed to talk to you.
Then don't. Just listen. You know the imps can't be trusted. I have infinitely more power than they. Release me, and the castle will be cleaned from top to bottom, and you won't even have to raise a finger.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm not that stupid. Come on then, imps, let's get cleaning. There, yes. Don't come in. That's an original.
So, Mr. Lord, we haven't seen you here for a while.
No, I kept meaning to make the appointment, but you know what it's like, what with one thing and another.
It's very important for anyone on the dark side to retoxify regularly.
Yes,
especially
yes.
At your age, Mr. Lord.
Yes, no, I realise that, but, you know, it's Lord Dunn, it's not Mr. Lord.
Oh, right.
Who's that?
Don't worry, Mr. Lord, that's just one of our regulars.
Oh, is he all right?
He's fine, he's just trying out one of our latest treatments.
That's a treatment, is it?
Oh, yes. Oh. The client's stripped naked and hung from his extremities above the main flow of lava here at the spa. Thus, he is infused by the noxious gases given off, and the extreme heat opens the pores, allowing for maximum absorption. It also burns off unsightly body hair. Oh.
I see, yes. Isn't that K-Bar the Maleficent, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. No.
Darkness, I thought it was you.
K-Bar, how are you?
Vile, thank you. Getting viler by the second, I hope.
Doesn't it hurt?
Only when I laugh.
Oh. Wow! Oh, chap. Will I be having that?
No, that does cost extra, I'm afraid. If you'd just like to come through here, Mr. Lord.
Yeah, Lord Darkness.
This is your private treatment chamber.
Hey, what's that noise?
It's the sound of whales being slaughtered. We find it creates an atmosphere.
Very nice.
And now, we got you down for the standard retox package.
Yes.
Full body scrape, sulphurous nasal wash, colonic irrigation, flaying, hot needles up the...
Sorry. What was the last one?
Hot needles?
No.
Flaying?
No, before that.
Colonic irrigation?
Yes, I don't think I need that.
It does come with a bile enema.
No, I'm fine, really.
It's included in the price.
Well, even so, I think I'll...
And we do recommend it for anyone looking to completely regenerate their evil manifestation.
Trust me, that part is evil enough.
Can't they see we're fighting?
Yeah, I was just wondering, could you tell me which way it is to the womb of eternal safety?
It's right here!
Where?
Over there, behind all the dead bodies!
Yeah, why are there so many dead bodies?
What do you think? It's the womb of eternal safety, protects you from disease, violence, and even death!
So
people are killing each other to get in!
Great, that's right! Is that what you two are doing?
Yep! But the womb's full up at the moment, this is the curing system. I'm Palamon, by the way. Finest swordsman in the Eastern Kingdom.
He's not kidding. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Sam Porter.
Yeah, I won't shake your hand.
Yeah, I'll just wait over here.
Hey, I was here before you. Don't even think about pushing in.
Oh, my God, you've killed him.
Yes, shame we were in the queue together for ages. Had a really nice chat. It turned out we went to the same school. Small world, isn't it?
So, where's the entrance to this womb place, then?
Oh, it's that hole in the rock over there.
What? That's tiny. How does anyone get through that?
I don't know. People seem to manage.
Weird.
Yeah. So, looks like it's between you and me, then.
You're the finest swordsman in the Eastern Kingdom. I'm not fighting you.
Then you're not getting in that womb.
This is fantastic. Here, look. I found this stick.
Thank you, Amos, but we have no need of firewood now.
Firewood? This is a stick.
Behold, the swamp of supreme contentment.
Nobody big, is it?
No. I confess I imagined it would be wider. Shall we? Well, I must say, I don't see what all the fuss is about this swamp.
No, it doesn't seem very dangerous.
Nor supremely content, for that matter.
Supremely sticky, maybe.
The mud is very warm and smooth.
And it smells funny.
Yes. It's like sweet incense. Mm. Quite overpowering, actually.
It even makes Dean smell good.
What?
Nothing.
Are you saying I'm smelly?
No. Oh.
No, actually, I suppose I am quite smelly.
A wee stinky minky.
I feel lovely.
Hey, me too. All kind of snoodly.
Well, we're already halfway across. Why don't we stop for a while?
Good idea, my love.
Hey, there's no rush.
Let's have a mud bath.
Oh, good idea.
Stop splashing.
It's fine. Absolutely fine. Lord Darkness will come back in a happy, refreshed mood, and he'll say, never mind, creature, you did your best. Yes, that's what will happen.
Why don't you let me out? I can help you, creature.
No!
Let me help you.
No, just stop talking.
All you have to do is think. What would Lord Darkness do in this situation? How would he deal with the imps?
Yes, yes, maybe that's the way. What would the master do?
He would be calm.
Yes, yes, calm.
He would assert his authority over them.
His authority.
He would let out the night demon and use its power to make everything right.
Yes, yes, let out the night... Wait a minute. You're tricking me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. One of those three things you just said is wrong.
Blast.
Yes. You don't trick Creechy that easily. You don't pull the wool over his eye. Yes, it's the first one, isn't it? Be calm with them. Lord Darkness wouldn't be calm. He'd go insane with anger. That's right, isn't it?
Yes. You've tumbled me.
Yes. Now, where's the key to your box?
In the top drawer.
Ah, yes, of course, yes. Here we go.
Free at last!
But you're...
Yes, really big!
But the box is...
Yes, really small!
Okay, but I'm in charge now, so... Night Demon, put those imps back in their cages!
You miserable worm! Do you think I'd do your bidding? Do you think a being as powerful as I would stoop so low, would engage in any way with such a tiny speck of pointless flesh as you?
This is one of those rhetorical things, isn't it?
Yeah. I am free, and I shall rule the universe. I shall bring chaos to every corner of creation. But in order to wield supreme destructive power, I must first drink the blood of a human. Know ye where there is such a creature?
No.
Then I must scour this land until I find one.
There is a human, the one the questers call Sam. But the night demon shall never know of this secret.
I'm still here.
Oh.
Well, this is very pleasant, isn't it?
Who would have thought covering oneself in warm mud would feel so delicious?
I've always liked it. Mm.
Yeah, I suppose we should really think about getting the Sword of Asnagar.
Oh, can we not stay here?
No, all right. Hurry!
Oh, you know what's happened. We're all so happy we don't care about anything.
Oh, but how can we get past these diabolical feelings of warmth and loveliness?
I don't know. Oh, if only there was someone who was always miserable and never happy with anything.
Right, come on, Sammy boy. Put up your sword.
Yeah, look, the thing is, it has actually been foretold that I'm going to die soon, so I really do need to get in.
They all say that. Everybody's got the best reason in the world for getting into the womb of eternal safety.
What's yours?
I'm the best swordsman in the Eastern Kingdom. Absolute mustard, I am.
Well, exactly, so what are you worried about?
Oh, whatever the little squirt with a toy sword in his hand dreams of defeating me and taking on the mantle of the greatest. Someone's going to get me eventually.
Yeah, I understand. The old gunfighter syndrome.
Yeah. No, I like you, Sam. You've got a wise head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
It's a shame I'm going to have to cut it off.
Hold there, swordsman. Touch not our companion.
Vida, thank God.
Just put the sword down and back away from the human.
I back down for no one, noble princess, for I'm the great swordsman in all...
Dean, I think you've killed him.
Yeah, well, I can't stand big heads.
So, it is as foretold. A child with a toy weapon has felled me. Goodbye, Sam. I hope you avoid your fate as I cannot avoid mine.
Cheerio.
You see, Sam, even here you cannot escape destiny.
But you came back for me.
Yes.
Was that your idea?
Yes.
Yes, we got stuck in the swamp of supreme contentment. Penthesilea thought you might be able to help us get through.
Oh, right.
No, it's just that you seem to know how these things all work out.
Yeah, I get the picture.
So, will you help us, human?
No way, I'm getting in the womb.
Is that the entrance? You'll never get through that.
Then I'll just wait right next to it. I'll be fine here. There's no moon or green fields. We're miles from the peaks of Morgoth. And now Palamon's dead, there's no one who's going to spill my blood.
Behold the dread majesty that is the night demon. Look upon me well, human, for it is the last thing you shall ever know.
Well, two out of three.
Talking to?
No one, Lord.
What's been going on here? I see mess, Creech.
Please, don't torture me to death, Lord. I beg you, on my knees. Have mercy.
I like it.
What?
I've changed my mind. I like mess. I don't want everything clean and tidy. I hate clean and tidy. Being regenerated has put me back in touch with myself, which helped me to touch base with who I am.
You left before the colonic irrigation, didn't you?
I'm so relieved I can't tell you. Anything else happened while I was away?
No. Oh, hang on. There was one thing. What was it now? Something quite small and unimportant. Oh, yes, I unleashed the night demon on an orgy of bloodletting and mayhem. Can you forgive me?
It's poker time.
Oh! Oh, that stinks!
Push him!
It's hopeless and too big! And the triple-forged battle sword of a warrior princess of the Briganti cannot pierce his foul hide!
And my stick's not hurting him either!
The human is mine. Now I shall use the letting knife of the night demons to drain his blood.
Why me? What have I done?
It must be the human. Humans are the only beings in the universe with the urge to annihilate everything. By drinking your blood, I will absorb your ancient nihilistic instinct and unleash it upon creation. And now, prepare to die!
Not again!
With your blood, I release chaos!
So,
Sam!
There's nothing we can do, Amos. There's nothing anyone can do.
Hello there.
Lord Darkness!
Now, what's all this about destroying the universe?
You can't stop me. It's too late.
Oh, I think I can. Look, I've got your box here.
No.
Why don't you be a good chap? Pop back in and we'll say no more about it.
No! Never!
I have the power to command you.
I won't do it! I won't!
Demon! Go to your bed!
No! Nothing's happened.
Huh? Oh.
You've lost your power. You can't touch me!
I don't understand. My whole body has been regenerated.
Your whole body, Lord Darkness?
Oh, yeah, all except, oh.
What?
There is one part of me that remains weak.
You mean like your Achilles' heel?
Yeah, sort of.
Now you shall all bear witness to the final moments of everything.
Oh, this can't be happening. What about all the guff the Oracle came out with? I knew it was nonsense.
The Oracle is all-knowing, human. You cannot doubt her.
Really?
What did she say to you?
She said I was gonna die.
There you are.
No, hang on. She said I was gonna die where Morgoth's peaks by moon are lit. Now we are nowhere near the Morgoth Mountains.
Princess Aleia, are not your people descended from the tribe of Morgoth?
It is true. It is my family name.
Oh, look. You see how the moonlight plays across your breastplate. Morgoth's peaks.
What?
Yes. What else did she say?
I'm supposed to be in a green field.
Yes. Wait. Feel the floor of the cave.
It's soft. It's covered in moss.
Green moss. You could almost say a green field.
The Oracle was right.
Goodbye, human.
Wait.
Oh, now what?
Well, the Oracle said Sam would be killed by a fruitless tree. In what way are you fruitless or tree-like, O demon?
Well, I mean...
You accept the Oracle is always right?
You cannot escape fate.
So explain the fruitless tree thing.
Yes, I will explain it. I'm just...
You're not in the prophecy.
No, I am. Yes, I am. If you add up the numbers, Oh, God, what's happening?
You are returning to your eternal prison. Not your destiny to destroy the universe yet.
Well, now that's out of the way.
Careful, questers. Do not let him take the chosen one.
Yes, well, normally I would make the most of this opportunity, but what with one thing and another, parts of me aren't feeling up to any rough stuff.
Oh, you mean you're 2 weeks to handle the mate of my battle clock?
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah. Of course, you realise as soon as I have completed my regeneration and my evil power is fully restored, I shall be trying to kill you again.
Oh, but of course.
Understood.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye, Darkness.
So, can we all agree that in the end I was in fact right about the Oracle?
No way. Everything she said came to pass.
Apart from me dying at the hands of a fruitless tree, which is kind of the main thing.
Oh, by my mother's beard.
What's the matter?
Look, Sam. Look at Amos.
Yes?
See in his hands?
He's holding a stick, so?
He is a dog with some wood. Dogwood. The dogwood tree.
Oh, come on.
It is Amos. The chosen one is destined to kill Sam.
No way. Oh, that's crazy. I mean, why would I kill my best friend? Doesn't make any sense. What about the fruitless bit? I mean, what's that all about?
Oh.
Sam?
Yeah, you sort of are a bit fruitless. Seedless, anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember when you went to the vets with that infection in your paw, and I told you they needed to do an operation for the paw? It wasn't for the paw. I'm really sorry.
Ah, I'm going to kill you! The letting knife of the night demons, he has it!
Come on, Amos, let's not do anything silly!
Amos, what about companionship and faithfulness and the nobility of our sacred quest for truth and goodness?
I want my balls back!
No!
It's no good, I can't do it, eh? I don't care if it is fate. Sam's my friend, I can't do it.
No, you have to.
I can't kill him! This is a miracle. The first time that the Oracle's prophecy has been undone. I'm sorry, Sam. I don't know what happened. The red mist just came down. You told me how you castrated me and I completely lost my temper.
That's okay, old friend. I'm sorry too. I promise I'll never have you castrated again. So, you see, I was right after all. Destiny is not pre-written. Each of us has the power to shape our own futures.
Stop. Hold on. I made a mistake. I got the date wrong. It's not this week. It's next week.
No!
You've been listening to Elven Quest, starring James Barkman, Alan Boyd, Kevin Eldon, Stephen Mangan, Alistair McGarr, Chris Pavlo, Lizzie Watts, Claire Willey, and Sophie Wimperman. The producers were Anil Gupta and Paul Schlesinger.